Last thing I want to ask you about is adjuvant therapy and the future of adjuvant therapy. Of course, this, as you mentioned, is being studied in a randomized trial. I'm curious, first of all, how do you think the side effects are going to sit with patients taking these agents for a year? And any guesses what you think we're going to see in terms of survival and efficacy?
Well, that's a really difficult question. And I have to say that it's important to do the trial because we could be surprised about the answers. But let me give you at least my views up front. I think we've seen in other diseases that things that work in the advanced disease setting are more potent in the adjuvant setting. And so it's certainly worth pursuing these drugs in the adjuvant setting in kidney cancer. The adjuvant trial is difficult to do in kidney cancer because you want to make sure you get the patient population that has the appropriate risk onto the trial. They have to have a high enough risk in order to make the toxicity worth tolerating. And they have to have a high enough risk in order to show reduction of risk with the smallest number of patients. Unfortunately, from a trial standpoint, the higher risk patients are less frequent than the lower risk patients. And so this trial is going to be heavily influenced by the balance of patients that are enrolled. If a lot of low risk patients are enrolled, it may be harder to see a benefit. And the toxicity may be harder for people to deal with because if you have a 10 or 20% risk of relapse, have an 80 or 90% chance of being cured, you're probably less willing to tolerate side effects than if you're 50 to 70% likely to recur. So people are going to have side effects on these drugs. They're going to know, for the most part, whether they're taking the drug or the placebo. That's going to be an issue for people both on the placebo and on the drugs, because those on the placebo may wonder whether they're really getting anything, and those on the drugs are going to know they're getting things and wonder whether it's really worth it. And so hopefully we'll be able to get people through a year of therapy, or majority of people through a year of therapy, and formally ask the question whether a year of therapy is useful in preventing recurrence. That remains to be seen. It's a big trial. It's a lot of accrual needed in a population that medical oncologists don't usually see. And so we need our urology colleagues to step up and either refer these patients or be active in the trial in order to get it done in a timely fashion. And then I think that if the right population is in the trial and they take the treatment, it's almost guaranteed that these drugs will delay progression, delay relapse. Then we'll have to figure out whether that's a clinically meaningful endpoint for that patient population, because it's really then a timing issue, whether treating everybody ahead of time and delaying relapse in a patient population is useful compared to waiting until they relapse and treating them at the time of relapse is a question I think we'll have debates about after this trial is done. And I think the real issue will turn on whether anybody's disease is cured by treating them early, or whether you're just delaying the time until they develop some sort of resistance and progression. And we need to see the results of the study to know that.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our speakers, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for Renal Cell Cancer Update.